On Fellowships, useful media for busy people. A production of the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. Episode 1. The Knaus Marine Policy Fellowship. This is Chris Bocast, audio specialist at the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. If you're interested in the Knaus Fellowship, you will undoubtedly want to hear what Jim Hurley, the director of the Sea Grant Institute, has to say about both the fellowship itself and the important things to focus on when you apply for it. Even if you choose not to apply for this particular fellowship, the insight Jim provides on how to write a personal statement should prove well worth the listen. So, without further ado, here's Jim.
The Knaus Fellowships give a student the opportunity to work somewhere in the federal government, whether it's in the executive branch, which is the administrative side, which all the agencies are located in, or on the legislative side, so working on Capitol Hill, whether it's in a specific congressional office or whether it's in a committee of Congress, there are numerous opportunities through the Knaus Fellowship program.
Where do most of these fellowship applicants who succeed, where do they end up getting placed?
The majority of the positions within the administration or within the executive branch are usually within NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. There are so many different offices within NOAA, whether it's fisheries or climate or oceans research, or even the Sea Grant College program has a couple of fellowship opportunities within their offices. I'd say most of the administration positions are within NOAA, but there are positions at NSF. I remember one where the successful fellow in the NSF program got to spend 3 to 4 months during the year in Antarctica helping them run their research program. There are other types of positions within NSF. There are some within EPA. There are some at the Office of Naval Research, which is actually up near the vice president's house in the northern part of Washington. They're scattered all through the city of Washington or in the surrounding area like Silver Spring, where NOAA's main offices are located.
And this is a one-year fellowship?
Fellowships with the Knaus program last for 1 year. They start on February 1st and go through a cycle ending the following January 1st. So for any of those positions, you're usually dealing with one cycle of Congress with the development of a budget, with development of policies, and you'll see that evolve over the course of a year, especially in your Hill positions. You'll see that even more so, but there's a lot of interaction between the executive and the legislative branch too. So it gives you a complete year of seeing how an agency operates, seeing it from the inside, being a part of it too. For the Knaus program, I can't tell you how many times I see Knaus fellows on any types of committees throughout NOAA, and then a number of those people who've served as Knaus Fellows go on to positions within NOAA. So it's an opportunity, in a sense, to try to use this class of fellows as future employees of NOAA, people trying on certain types of opportunities from a fellow standpoint, and from an agency standpoint, looking at different groups of people each year that may become employees of NOAA down the line.
And this fellowship covers your expenses in D.C.? Isn't D.C. a pretty expensive place to hang out?
Yeah, the fellowships are actually paid through the state Sea Grant programs, and there's a stipend for that. There's a salary that's about set for all of the fellows, and then there's also an allowance for moving to the district or moving to the D.C. area. And also, I know at Wisconsin Sea Grant, we also have a small amount of that funding that the successful fellow can use for professional development. So it could include conference travel, other types of opportunities through this. So we see this certainly as professional development for our fellows, and we try to support them as best we can.
If you're a student and you're applying, there's a lot of things that you wonder about. What should I focus on? Where should I put my strengths? And Jim's been on the inside, so who better to tell you about it?
A package that someone would put in for the Knaus Fellowships, there are some boilerplate parts of the proposal, and I would consider the boilerplate to be your vita and your transcripts. Those are the foundation upon which other parts of the application are built. There are certain things that you want to stress in your vita. You want to stress all of your volunteer activities, all of your interdisciplinary types of activities, anything in and above your education that you've done or that you've been involved in that may be related to a policy type position. So the boilerplate then, the vita and the grades are your transcripts from undergraduate and graduate. But beyond that, what really sets apart a package is how well a personal statement is put together. And also, letters of support are extremely important in this package. When you look for people to write letters of support, you want to find people that know you, people that know your experience, people that maybe have worked with you. Your advisor is certainly one of those. Your advisor should know the details about you that just aren't in the CV. They need to express a little bit more about you and what type of person you are, what type of inquisitive person you might be, how your research evolved, how independent you are. Those are all of the types of characteristics that a panelist would be looking for. If you consider that in this pool, there's probably anywhere from 100 to maybe 150 other applicants in the pool, and you're looking to set yourself apart from some of the others. So you want people that write letters of support that might bring a little bit extra than what's in your vita. You don't want someone to write a letter of support that just basically says everything that they've already read from your vita or from your resume. You'll want to search out the right people to write those letters, and you want them to put in as much detail as they possibly can. The types of letters that don't work are letters from people that say, she took my course, or he took my course, and did well in my course. You want a lot more detail than that. You definitely want someone that knows you. So the first one should be from your advisor, and your advisor should tell a lot more about you than someone could just get from reading your vita. The second one could be someone that you've worked with, a researcher that knows how you work, what you do. It could be someone from your undergraduate days that really knows you and knows how you approach certain types of problems. These are the types of letters that do well. These are the types of letters that tend to separate out packages.
So you've sat in some of these panels before. Letters are important. What else should applicants really focus on?
Well, the personal statement is probably the key part of the entire proposal that you put forward to become a fellow. You want a personal statement that talks about your background a bit, but also gives a little bit more insight into you as an individual. Why did you decide to study marine biology? What event led you to become a marine policy lawyer? Tell a story in it, or at least bring some of your personal reflections into it. People also want to know where you're going afterwards. Why is this fellowship important in your career development? What do you expect to gain from this? And also, what do you expect to bring to a fellowship? So if someone is interviewing you, they just don't want to tell you what they can do for you. They want to know what you can bring to them. So those types of characteristics of a letter, I think, set apart a personal statement from others. If you know where you're going or where you want to be, and if you can express that in a personal statement, and why these fellowships are important in that type of professional development, I think those make the much stronger letters.
Okay, any final words for people looking to apply to this fellowship?
I think it's just really important that people take their time when they put together their package and they think about what they want to tell people, what makes them different from the rest of the applicant pool, and really think about who would write the best letters and maybe even encourage people who write the letters of support that they may want to focus on certain types of characteristics or experiences that you've had to help them understand how important different parts of the application are too.
Sounds great. If you think the Knaus Fellowship might be for you, You will definitely want to listen to the next podcast, which features Jen Phillips, a fellowship finalist that the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute was able to send to Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. This is Chris Bocast. Till next time.